The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. This is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment for the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgive you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then, in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my Father do to you unless each one of you forgives his brother from his heart." When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I think it's very, very true to say that if there is just one person that you hold a grudge against, or resentment, or bitterness, or lack of forgiveness, then you're never going to have peace. You're never going to have peace. Forgiveness from the heart is the very, it's the core of our faith, really. We're all human, and we all, we're bound at times to upset people by things we do or say. So we must be always open to forgiveness, not only to receive forgiveness, but to be able to forgive. And it's interesting, you do know, I presume, the meaning whenever the word 7 is used in the scriptures, 7 denotes perfection. And when Peter said to Jesus, "How often should I forgive? Lord, seven times? And Jesus said, Peter, no. There's no limit on how many times you must forgive. 70 times seven, and even that's not enough. Peter knew what it was to be forgiven. And so if we look at the extravagant forgiveness of God, because I have to say, and I'm sure you have to say, has God ever failed to forgive me? And the answer is no. There's no end to God's forgiveness and to God's compassion. And when I refuse for forgiveness, I'm denying the very forgiveness of God. That's something very serious. You'll notice in the scriptures how often Jesus spoke about this, about being willing to forgive. There are many, 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 many people walking around today, maybe one of you listening to me this morning, and you bear resentment and bitterness and a grudge in your heart against a sister or a brother, a member of your own family. As a priest, how often people come to me to tell me about their family difficulties, about the bitterness towards one or other member of the family. Well, there is only one solution to that. You must be willing to forgive that person. Now, that person may not be willing to accept your forgiveness. Fine. You have done your part. And then you got to let it go. Let it go. Not bring it around in your heart. Thinking, playing it over and over and over again in your mind. If you honestly forgive somebody who has hurt you and they refuse to accept that forgiveness, let it go. You have done your part. No more than that can you do. But never give anybody that power to spoil your life or to let them live rent-free in your mind. And so many of us do that each and every day of our lives. Allow people to live rent-free in our minds.